Pemberton will soon get its first public Level 3 direct current fast chargers, DCFC, for electric vehicles, which will allow most EVs to charge to 80% in under an hour. Sea to Sky MP Patrick Wyler was in Pemberton on November 7 to announce a grant of $100,000 from Natural Resources Canada's Zero Emission Vehicle Infrastructure Program to create two new charging stations in the municipality. The successful grant is in addition to a $50,000 grant through the province's Clean BC Go Electric program. The two new chargers will be located adjacent to Pioneer Park on Astor Street in the village's downtown core, across from the Pemberton Hotel. The stations are estimated to be fully operational by summer 2023. It's so exciting to see these investments and new electric vehicle chargers in this underserved area of the Sea to Sky Highway, said Councillor Ted Craddock. The installation of more EV chargers is essential for delivering on the strategy that will encourage adoption of electric vehicles moving everything forward. We're very grateful to Natural Resources Canada and the province of BC for these investments that will help the village meet its emissions. Earlier this year, the Village of Pemberton, VOP, launched its Community Climate Action Plan, which identified several strategies to help the community meet its ambitious emission reduction targets, key among them reducing vehicle emissions. Passenger vehicles are the most significant contributor to greenhouse gas emissions in the VOP, accounting for approximately 83% of emissions, 58% from passenger vehicles and 25% from commercial vehicles. The municipality seeks to reduce emissions by 50% from 2007 levels by 2030, and a 100% reduction by 2050. Wyler pointed out that the federal government has also made transitioning from fossil fuel vehicles a key priority during its term. Our government has an ambitious climate plan that's aimed at creating a stronger economy and more sustainable jobs, and we're taking stronger steps to meet our climate commitments and to get Canada to net zero emissions within the next 3 decades, he said. According to Wyler, the federal government has committed to spending $1.7 billion on zero-emission vehicle rebates, up to $5,000 per vehicle purchase until March 2025, and $400 million to create 50,000 charging stations across the country. When it comes to action on climate, transportation must be a key focus area because, in Canada, about 25% of our emissions come from transportation. 3/4 of those emissions come from two sources, passenger cars and trucks, and heavy-duty vehicles, he said. That's why we've made the commitment to ensure all new vehicles sold in Canada are zero emissions by 2035, and we're finalizing regulations to ensure that this goal becomes a reality. In a press release, Pemberton Mayor Mike Richman welcomed the funding announcement. The installation of the fast chargers at this location will significantly improve the EV charging network in our region, he said. This will be the first public Level 3 DCFC in Pemberton, establishing an important link in an underserved area of Canada's national highway system.